listening to Ground Zero. I'm Clegg Lewis. Jeremy Scott is the host of the national radio program Into the Para-Abnormal. Heard right here on Ground Zero Radio and many places across the country. Jeremy Scott has been doing his show since 2015 and has had more than 20 years' experience in radio broadcasting. Into the Para-Abnormal is a mix of everything between abnormal and paranormal, diving into deep subjects that are very often ahead of their time and censored or even banned from the mainstream. Jeremy's show is among the top podcasts on TalkStream Live's Paranormal Radio app. His website is paraabnormalradio.com. Jeremy, welcome to Ground Zero. Jeremy, you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Thank you. Thank you for being on the program tonight. It's awesome.
You doing well? Glad to hear you.
I'm doing better. I'm not out of the woods yet, but I'm certainly doing better. So that's a good thing. I spoke at the Ghost Conference. We had a packed crowd that day. I mean, usually, you know, after COVID, there was a little bit of, the transition was a little hard the last time, but this time it was an amazing crowd. A lot of people there listening, a lot of people having these experiences with their electronics. And I did the story about the young girl in England that apparently the coroner said that it's not safe to say that she committed suicide, but yet she did self-harm that killed her. And I was befuddled by that. I didn't know what they meant by that. But then you came up to me with the most interesting thought that I should have expounded upon, but it was too late. I mean, I was off not doing the lecture anymore, but you had some great thoughts. And apparently you told me you even did a show talking about this a little bit. So tell us what you thought about this story.
Yeah, Clyde, we can slowly unravel this because we have a little time here. But yeah, I basically have kind of weaved it all together in a way that I think makes sense. So we're talking about Molly Russell, the case that you outlined for the audience. Now, what was very interesting about that case was the authorities using the word safe. That it is not safe to conclude that it was a matter of suicide, although they would confirm that it was an act of self-harm. So if someone harms themselves, that is technically suicide. Now, we could say, did she do it because she had a mental illness, or was she driven to do that either by something she conjured up or even by some dark force out there, which is kind of something that you alluded to right before the break. So going back to what I had originally talked to you about was that maybe it was perhaps she could have manifested this herself or conjured up because you were talking about tulpamancies, and I just, it came to my head. Well, you know those people who are always Debbie Downers? They seem to just never have any luck. Those who are positive seem to have a better outlook on life. And certainly better results. Mm-hmm. And so if there is something to that and people use that, with the lottery. Oh, I think today's a good day to spend some money on the lottery. Whatever it is, are they able to manifest their own reality? So that's what I had originally suggested to you, is that it was possible that she manifested these images and had obviously been contemplating or had been interested in committing harm to herself, maybe suicide. And so she maybe had Googled or Binged or whatever it was, some images or some search results that dealt with suicide and self-harm.
Right.
But from there, who's to say whether it was her who served up that content to herself, or maybe it was artificial intelligence?
Right. I mean, as I was saying in the beginning of the show, a lot of the time, and we've talked about algorithms, we've talked about all this, I'm beginning to think that this is the problem. This is the, I think this is the hook, is that we can't see algorithms, but they know us and they know our thoughts. They know what we're going to do next. They make choices for us, and people don't realize that sometimes their choices are not their own. And when we're dealing with a young girl, obviously distraught, unhappy with her life, and she gets on the internet and maybe does some, fiddling around, wondering about suicide or wondering about self-harm or what she can do to, get close to suicide, but not quite, get some attention or whatever. And all of a sudden she gets bombarded with emails. She gets bombarded with pictures and other things that guide her to these images that upset her so much that she finally decides that, it looks easy enough, she'll try it. And so something did coerce her. And that was the strange part. They said, well, no one was sending her the images. No one was sending her the messages. They did a trace. They couldn't find anyone or anything that could do it. And I'm sure, the father who was doing the inquest and getting the information had no clue about what algorithms are, had no clue about how they are like the phantoms of the internet that move along and read your thoughts and push things towards you and coerce you to things. And so this is kind of like some supernatural force within the computer and with AI that I don't think people understand it fully.
Oh, we don't understand it fully, and we're learning more about it every year as time goes by. We're getting a better sense of what's going on here. I mean, from the inquest, they said that she suffered from depression and negative effects of online content. So again, it could have been something she manifested, but she also could have been triggered. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we've all been triggered at certain points in our life. Drug addiction, a paranormal activity, whatever the case happens to be. There are certain triggers, certain people just trigger us from time to time. Mm-hmm. So I could imagine a variety of scenarios. However, when you mentioned that they said that the generator of the content was a mystery and left you with the impression that it could have been some dark entity. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only thing that I can really think is behind this, and unless it was something that a bully who happened to be able to mask their IP address or however they were getting these messages through, or unless she really did look this up herself, that it's a very good possibility, a very likely possibility, right, that artificial intelligence was behind this.
Well, and here's the thing too, is when people, they don't understand how the algorithms are working, and this is why I think we're getting what we call nasty, bullying, horrible dispositions of people on the internet. I mean, if you take a look at what happens on the internet, we slander, we demonize, we want to harass those who disagree with us, and the algorithms are working overtime to put you in a position where you'll click and respond. And so in the process, we don't know that this is happening, so we can attribute it to some sort of other source or some other supernatural thing. But you take a good look at what's happening around you, and here we are using Twitter, email, news, interviews. We read salacious articles. We do it, And sometimes these algorithms can be like mobsters. They can be like gangsters going after you, organizing. I mean, there's a reason why mobs are organizing and running rampant through the streets. And I'm sure with what's going on with Trump, what's going on with Transgender Day of Reckoning, or what they're calling it, Days of Vengeance, and other things that are happening right now, I'm sure that the internet is going to organize these angry mobs marching down the streets, beating up innocent strangers, vandalizing stores, setting fire to communities. And why is it happening? We can say because algorithms are pushing people to that kind of content. They're pushing people to that kind of idea. And there needs to be a way to somehow control or I don't know what we can do about it. It's almost like we've unleashed our own demons. We've unleashed our own monsters.
Well, and I think that this technology has the ability to manifest itself as, say, mental illness. I wonder if the people who are seemingly showing signs of a mental illness, right, if it's possible that they could actually be infiltrated by AI. You know, when somebody says, I'm hearing voices in my head, mm-hmm, we think, well, that person's crazy. Maybe they've done a little bit too much of meth, or whatever the case happens to be. But voices in people's heads, especially, we know this technology exists. We know it transfers our thoughts, our conversations into search results, into, right, targeted ads. We've, right, seen that. So why would we not believe that it can do it with nefarious purposes?
Targeted,
well,
death, yeah. Jeremy Scott with us tonight, Parabnormal, the Parabnormal show. It's amazing. Into the Parabnormal is what it's called. It's on Ground Zero Radio. And we're going to talk more with Jeremy about what he talked about on his program with regard to what may be happening with algorithms and how they just might be the angel and devil on your shoulder. We'll be back with more. Keep it here.
walk into this room at your own risk. Because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
You've been under investigation, Mr. Wordsworth, for the mandatory period of 1 year and 11 months. You're found to be obsolete.
This 14-year-old girl, described by her family as thoughtful and caring, took her own life 5 years ago. But in a landmark conclusion, the cause of death recorded by the coroner was not suicide. Instead, he stated, Molly Rose Russell died from an act of self-harm whilst suffering from depression and the negative effects of online content. He said the platform's algorithms romanticized acts of self-harm, normalized her condition, and that some content discouraged discussion with those who may have been able to help.
I asked an AI who rules the world. The result is terrifying. I asked an AI who rules the world. The result is terrifying. I asked an AI who rules the world. The result is terrifying.
This is the beginning of something wonderful.
You've got a prosthetic limb?
What?
What is it?
You are obsolete.
Well, I'm not obsolete.
You are obsolete.
Obsolete.
You are obsolete.
Obsolete.
I'm going to make a terrible mistake. Tragic.
Obsolete. Obsolete.
I'm not obsolete.
Obsolete.
I've worked for the state. I've helped the state. I've helped give the state strength.
Obsolete.
How can you call me obsolete? How can you?
I'm Clyde Lewis. You are listening to Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860-866-536-7469. Into the Parabnormal is the show. Jeremy Scott hosts it on Ground Zero Radio. And we're talking tonight, just for this hour, about Molly Russell, who was exposed to material that may have influenced her in a negative way to, well, the coroner says she didn't kill herself. She just did self-harm and she died. And so they're actually blaming the algorithms, or they're blaming the internet, or they're blaming some entity for doing it to her, influencing her. You can't trace the content to any person or business. No one knew who the generation of this content was that turned her into a person who wanted to commit suicide. But they won't conclude it's a suicide because they want to blame the internet. I think I've never heard of this before. I've never heard of, you know, the idea that an algorithm murdered someone. I think this is probably the first time this has been the case. And I know that you talked about this on your show. What was it that you were talking about when you were bringing up the case of Molly?
Well, I started with the TikTok hearing that happened in Congress last Thursday.
Yeah.
And the CEO up there before God and everyone trying to answer the questions. And he was just being pelted with those, from every which way, warranted or not. But it got me thinking about what the social media companies are doing or are not doing to promote certain content over others. And that could be self-harm content, suicidal content, in some cases that push terrorism,
mm-hmm.
and hate.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the whole nine yards.
Right.
And so we know that the social media companies have a role in that. TikTok had to answer before Congress. I also found information that TikTok has faced some legal problems. In fact, over a couple of girls who died from the blackout challenge, which you're probably thinking the same thing I am, which is like a hold your breath long enough to black out and hope you make it on the other side,
right,
and you don't go away forever. And that was something that was allowed to happen on TikTok. There are others as well. And so the whole premise was, is there something powering the internet? And is the idea, is it a worldwide web of death?
Well, I mean, and TikTok was under investigation as well, because I did a show a while back about what is called the whole, I guess, the renewal of paganism and witchcraft on TikTok. There are many TikTok users that attend or at least view DIY witchcraft and DIY satanic worship. And I'm not equating Wicca with Satan or Druids with Satan or anything like that. All I'm saying is they're pagans. I'm just saying that there is a huge amount of people there on the internet that are pushing these algorithms of some of them are of death. They certainly are pushing these algorithms, and people are subjected to them. And apparently, like, for example, you remember back when it was back when we had all these terrorists du jour. And the media would often report that the would-be terrorists were known to be radicalized by going to ISIS websites where they were shown videos of prisoners being burned alive and beheaded. I mean, there was no proof that it affected the terrorists in training, but an algorithm, if it's triggered, like in the case for what happened with Molly, then we have an AI that's capable of sending information about terrorism, murder, and suicide, giving detailed information from making bombs to having a plan to shoot up a school. I mean, that's the truth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, interesting you should bring up the Islamic State, because the Supreme Court has not been able to decide on a case involving the Paris attacks, the one that killed 130 people.
Yeah.
Islamic State claiming a responsibility for that one.
Yeah.
And the lawsuit filed on behalf of the family of American student who was shot and killed in that shooting by Islamic militants in 2015, basically accused, in this case, Google and YouTube through their platform and their algorithms of recommending certain videos from ISIS, which, of course, is the group that claimed responsibility for the Paris attacks. I mean, I can't imagine losing someone in a situation like that and then have to be subjected to that content force-fed to you literally on the internet.
It could be that algorithms are also generating this new hostility from Antifa to, the groups out there that started our own color revolution back in the summer during COVID, where here in Oregon we were being bombarded all the time with bombs and fires, and a lot of people, this is like after George Floyd died, and this was being used as an excuse. And I think a lot of people were given the same information by algorithms to generate anger. And this is, I think, too, I mean, you look at what algorithms say. They say things like, white people are privileged racists. They call cops pigs. I mean, I can think of a number of different algorithm probably statements that that they use to, manipulate people and demonize things. I mean, they say things like, blacks are poor and ignorant, whites are privileged racists, cops are pigs, teachers are incompetent, people who run businesses that are successful are crooks. I mean, one stereotype follows another until people start believing it. And so, we advocate free speech, and there's censorship going on, and they're looking at it as an information fight. But what's really happening here is those invisible demons, those invisible angels, are there on the internet pushing people towards certain opinions and attitudes.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all about maximizing ad revenue, and that's exactly what's alleged in this lawsuit on these poor girls, 8 and 9 years old, Leilani and Ariani, who both died after being subjected to this blackout challenge on TikTok. Yeah. It says that they pushed the girls videos of the dangerous trend engineered to be addictive and didn't offer the girls or their parents adequate safety features, all in the name of maximizing ad revenue. About the money.
It is.
It's not about human lives anymore.
No. We're actually constructing our own mammon, our own demon. Jeremy Scott with us tonight on Ground Zero, looking for calls to 503-225-0860 or 866-536-7469. Getting to the calls coming up with Jeremy Scott into the Parabnormal. We'll be back. of the TikTok ban. Over the last month, TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, has been pushing an app like Instagram called Lemonade. Lemonade is not a new app. It's just new to the U.S. social media users. The app is number one in the App Store for lifestyle apps. A lot of influencers telling kids what to do. Social media influencers. It's like if Instagram and Pinterest had a baby. That's how they're pushing this. It's an influencer echoing the words of another. ByteDance paid some social media influencers to promote Lemonade to drive up U.S. downloads. What is Lemonade? Well, it remains to be seen how much of an influence it's going to have on young people. And in the meantime, that's what we're talking about right now. It's just how much influence do these algorithms have on kids? How much influence does it have on you? Jeremy Scott with us from Into the Parabnormal to talk about this. And you were talking about the challenge that those girls died from. What can you give us? What more can you give us on that story?
There's been a recent case, Clyde, out of Argentina. A 12-year-old girl died in January after attempting that choking challenge on TikTok, which you may say, oh, poor her. Where were her parents? Or why didn't they censor this content or what? You want answers. I find it sad either way, whoever's to blame for this. But the thing that I find most interesting out of this is that they say someone encouraged her, which we could think, OK, she was just bullied. We've all been bullied at times. Mm-hmm. We were bullied at school before the Internet existed. Right. And then as we grew up with the Internet, because that's how it went in my generation, as we grew up with the Internet, we became more vulnerable to, bullies and cyberbullying and right. The whole nine yards.
Right.
But I'm wondering if instead of someone, it might have been something,
right.
Something, a dark thing like an artificial intelligence program that is sitting there working in the background
right.
And picking out the most vulnerable and serving up content that they know is really going to hit home with some users.
Yeah, I would say that. It just feels like that's what it is. It feels like that, secretly AI puts out algorithms meant to destroy people, and it does it randomly. And we tend to wonder, well, who's responsible? It's not who's responsible. It's what is responsible. Let's go to Jim in Ohio. Hi, Jim. You're on with Jeremy Scott. Go ahead.
Hey, Clyde and Jeremy, and I did listen to tonight's episode of Into the Parabnormal. Some nice tie into your show, Clyde.
You bet.
My question about the AI is this. Do you both think that the AI could be pushing the world towards World War III? And the reason I ask this is because I was explaining to the young man that picked up the phone that there's been a lot of things happening in the last 24 to 48 hours. And if World War I started on August 28, 1914, it is right now August 23rd, 1914. I don't know if you're aware of this, but it kind of reminds me of War Games, the movie War Games, where, the Pentagon may have this AI. And, Clyde, you always talk about the culling and what better way to get rid of billions of people
right.
than to throw a nuclear war, World War III. So I'm wondering if the AI has any involvement in all this that's going on.
Yes, I think so. And if it doesn't, it's going to very soon. And that's what I'm going to talk about later in the show. What about you, Jeremy?
I think it's either aliens or it's AI.
What are the aliens are responsible for the AI?
Very possible. Or what if the AI is responsible for the aliens?
That could be true. I mean, there's just so much stuff about this. Like I say, it's an unknown. And we know they're there because, whenever we mention something to a friend of ours, like if we talk about, hot rod cars, you can bet that hot rod cars are going to show up in your feed to look at commercials and to watch ads for them.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you're mentioning the war, and let's say, for example, you are against the war, there will be plenty of ads that will either show up that will support you or plenty of ads that will show up that will basically encourage you not to think this way. Right now, however, I'm getting a lot of information being sent to me about how Xi Jinping apparently is trying to bring peace between Ukraine and Russia while Biden is still pushing the war. And there are a lot of Ukrainians now that are sending out videos on TikTok stating that they believe that Zelensky wants to prolong the war, and so does Joe Biden, that there is no peace as long as they're both in charge of pushing this. So we're getting two different algorithms pushing two different ideas, and it creates doublethink.
Well, Clyde, the most shocking thing that I heard today, I don't know if you heard this, but Saudi Arabia is no longer our ally. They signed a pact with China and Iran.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact,
so there's all that. Now China's got all that oil.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much stuff happening right now, okay, between what happened with Trump today, what's happening with the Pope, what's happening with China, what's happening with Ukraine, that all these things are now being launched into the ether, being picked up by the algorithms. The seeds, as I said a couple nights ago, have been planted, and now we're seeing the seeds grow into mature plants.
You know what? I hope we're still here in a week.
Gosh, me too. It just gets to a point where, you know, everything's timed perfectly. You know, Trump now being indicted.
Yeah.
The idea that the transgender people are going to come forward and have some sort of a gathering on Saturday. I mean, this could turn really ugly really quick.
Yeah, great show, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, there's so many things that are timed, and so many things about the radicalization of people and you know, what the internet gives and what the media gives is in confrontation. And the media knows that if they can get their algorithm to use its influence on people, then they're going to win the game in information. But that's why they're so hell bent against conspiracy theory, because if anything gets out that thwarts their narrative, it'll become part of a meme. It'll become part of an algorithm, and they have to fight that algorithm.
Clyde, before we run out of time here, I know the name of your program tonight is called Cyber Soul.
Mm-hmm.
So do you believe that AI is after our soul?
Yeah, I believe that it's after our soul, because it's going to get to a point where you're not going to be able to function in this world without the guidance of an algorithm.
Can I take it one step further?
What's that?
What if they're after our lives?
That's true. Could be after our lives. But first, it's got to go after our soul to dehumanize us into thinking that our life doesn't matter anymore. Are we willing to, like was just said earlier from Jim, saying, well, we got to go fight a war. For what? What are you fighting the war for? I don't know. I just feel I need to. What's influencing you? Something in my soul. Or could it be an algorithm? Could there be an algorithm telling you that you need to fight a needless war? Is there an algorithm telling you that someone's bad and someone's good? Is there an algorithm pushing the idea that, you know, Donald Trump needs to be indicted, first president to be indicted, former president to be indicted. And it's like nobody sees this as a dark time in our history, because their hate is so, so high right now, pushed by algorithms that force them in their own echo chambers.
Yeah, this is very intrusive, and people are worried about, well, what happens if they ban TikTok?
Yeah.
In the U.S. I think those are the least of our problems.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's difficult because, you know, it's difficult because of the ignorance in Washington about TikTok. And it's anything that you can get information from, they want to see go away. Even if it's from an adversary, it's like they wanted to take away Russia Today. They wanted to take away Pravda. They wanted to take away any information source that doesn't toe the line with narrative, because they know the algorithms are powerful and they will push people either in agreeing with them or not agreeing with them. And they don't want that part to go away. They want control of the narrative. Jeremy, what time on Ground Zero Radio is Into the Paranormal?
Right before your show, Monday through Friday. It starts 90 minutes before you go live.
Okay.
Monday through Friday on
Fantastic.
Ground Zero Radio.
Thank you for taking part, and good seeing you at the Ghost Conference. And it was great that we were able to have that conversation. A lot of people were talking about this very conversation about the future algorithms and what they may be. Jeremy Scott, thank you so much for being on the program tonight.
My pleasure, Clyde. Take
you
care.
Bet. You too. And we'll be back with more Ground Zero. Remember, you can call in tonight, 503-225-0860 or 866-536-7469. Back with more Ground Zero. Don't go away.